ginormous tree. A humongous tree for all the world to see.
Yes. You've done this once.
Talking trees.
Is it really?
It is, yeah. He doesn't. He's getting warmed up to the mic. He's been here four times. You've spoken two.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
You're getting there.
You know, I like to watch people talk. That's my thing.
Well, and you observe a few times, you get the flow of it, and then it's easier to jump in.
I know the first time was rather intimidating. I walked in this building and what am I doing here?
They put a lot of money into this building. Yeah. They did a really nice job.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm happy to be here. That's what matters.
Well, we're glad you're here. It's Gary Peterson of Save a Tree, along with Sarah Maitland and Laura Hackett of Liberty Wildlife. And we're going to quick take a call. Julie called in, and she's got a citrus that's lacking juice. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Julie.
We'll just assume she put her phone down and walked away.
Yeah, she was wondering about, you had told me on the break, that she was wondering why she didn't have juicy fruit. And I guess it's hard to just look at it in one perspective. You have to look at the whole environment of a citrus tree. It's correct watering. It's a correct, you know, everything involved, the soil, everything. But fertilization really and getting on a nutrient program is the best way to have a really good successful crop. And Save a Tree, we just started our spring fertilization. So we do a spring, summer, and a fall fertilization for citrus. And I think that's the best way to have success. Now, if she just moved in the house and she opened up the fruit and it was just dry in the middle, it might have just been an ornamental tree or a rootstock lemon. So it's difficult to know. Without looking at the whole environment.
It's difficult for people that have moved here to understand, okay, why do you have an orange tree that's only ornamental? If you're going to plant an orange tree, why not plant something I'm going to eat? But there was a ton of ornamentals that were planted throughout the valley just as, you know, because citrus grow very well here.
It's pretty. It's pretty to have the orange fruit.
The fruit comes on and you, I mean, other than tasting it and deciding, wow, this is sour and nasty, there's really not a way to know if it's ornamental or edible.
Not by looking at it, no. But the lemons, we have a rootstock that's a rough lemon, and you cut it open, and there's it's just pith in the middle. It's not juicy, and so that's just a rootstock. And a lot of times, the base part of the citrus tree will die. Someone moves in a house, and the rootstock's grown into a tree, and they don't have the right fruit, and they don't know why. But no, really getting into a regular nutrient program, especially for citrus and queen palms, is really important.
We have a client that's exactly what happened. It was a tangerine tree, and it died. And then all of a sudden, the rootstock took over from this lemon. And they're like, it turned into a lemon tree. Tried to explain a couple times, no, you know, the way citrus are grafted,
yeah.
You know, they're not grown from seed. You take a rootstock, and you put it together with a fruiting stock, and your fruiting stock died, so your rootstock took over. But they were happy thinking that my tangerine turned into a lemon tree, and it's a miracle.
Well, a lot of times you can recognize the rootstock because it's really, really, it comes from the base below the graft, and it shoots really tall, and it's got big daggers on it. And a lot of times it even has three leaves, you know, and it's a compound leaf instead of a single leaf. So there's ways to recognize that.
And as we wrap up, let's get some contact information if somebody wanted to talk to an arborist. I know we tried to take Julie. We had Juan from a 520 number that had called in, and Gary's busy screening. He's screening and running the board today because our our call screener is generally Jennifer, and her and Rosie coming back from the KBIS show in Orlando didn't catch their connecting flight into Austin in time to get to Phoenix. So they're stuck in Austin and will be joining us online. So he's kind of multitasking back there. But somebody wanted to talk to y'all during the week, what would be the best way to contact Save a Tree?
Our phone number is 602-788-0005. And we've got a great office staff that will, you know, take your call and direct you into the arborist that's in your area. I'm pretty much, you know, up in the desert. and I love it. But Scott and Roy are down in the valley here, and I do come into the valley too. But we can help you with any of your problems.
And if somebody wanted to support Liberty Wildlife, Laura, how do they volunteer, donate?
Yeah, we depend on volunteers and donations. So you can go to www.libertywildlife.org to find out about how to come visit us, how to bring orphaned animals or injured animals to our hospital, and so, how to donate.
So you could say, today we saved a tree and save a bird.
There you go.
I think we needed that. That should be the name, Save a Bird.
There you go. Yes, always.